Welcome back. This is Business to Business segment. As a CFP, my job is to put the best team in place for our clients. That's what a CFP does. And I'm in studio with estate planning attorney Steve Gibbs and AE Life Division, Jim Bowman. And today we're going to really talk about some of these proposed tax law changes that Trump is putting in place. And we heard just not too long ago, very, very sought after CFP, CPA. And he was talking about some of these changes, Steve, and I'm just going to highlight a couple of them, and then I want you to touch on this. But some of it was going to be to eliminate the estate taxes. That's number one. And the other one was taking the state tax, the state income tax deduction, like states of California. I know you do business in California and New York. They pay very high income tax. I know in the state of Florida, we don't have that. But they pay very high income tax, state taxes, and they get to deduct that from their federal. They're looking at eliminating that. But what's going to affect everybody, it looks like, is now this is what's the proposed that we think is going to be in there, is going to be the capital gains is stepped up. So let's say you bought a house, Steve, for $250,000, and when you die, it's worth $1 million now. So there's $750,000 that used to be no taxes on it for their heirs.
Right.
Now it looks like it's going to be taxed.
Right. And the changes are big, Alfie. You know, the overview is we're obviously speculating to a point right now. The Republicans for years have been on board with eliminating the federal estate tax. And just as a little background on that, we're talking about a federal tax on the gross value of somebody's estate upon death. And right now, we've got an exemption amount, so you can pass a certain amount of assets without having any estate tax. And it's 5.49, basically almost $5.5 million per person, then you double that for a couple. So there's spousal advantages. And a lot of listeners may say, well, I'm not in that category.
But everybody's in this capital gains.
Everybody's in the capital gains thing that you mentioned. So if the step-up in basis is reversed, that's going to affect huge numbers of people, basically everybody, because right now, people get that step up so they don't have taxes if they sell their assets.
One of the real keys,
Jim Bowman.
Sorry. One of the keys for business owners who are listening is, how is this going to impact the transfer of your business to your children if you want to pass it on to them or to the next management team that you wish to take over?
Because there's always going to be capital gains inside a business, too. Typically, if it's successful.
Yeah, so that, I think, is really something that nobody really understands yet, especially probably none of the advisors are talking to their clients about what does this really mean. And again, if you've got that, second generation wants to come and take over the business, I think this is a huge point that they need to get a professional advice on.
Right, and that's a great point, Jim. We see these what we call liquidity events. If you have an asset-heavy business, then you're going to have maybe problems paying the estate tax and also capital gains as that shifts. So, of course, we're going to be watching that, in the future, see what happens to the estate tax, see if the capital gains step up in basis changes. And those are all things that we're, keeping on top of. And you need planning. Obviously, that's the point to be made. You need to have a plan that can be flexible with these different contingencies.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we do at the Advanced Retirement Group. We're going to be out in the forefront, staying ahead and finding out when we do know exactly. I mean, we're talking about what is proposed. A lot of people aren't even talking about that, but when things happen, we're going to be out in the forefront to help that. Jim, you have another question or another?
Yeah, one of the problems is, let's say this tax change comes in October.
Yeah.
There's going to be a rush for documents to be done on setting these things up. So the people who are planning today are going to be ahead of the line and probably pay a little less in fees than the last minute where you're rushing to get things done.
That's a good point.
So I think that, again, it's all about planning, and whether that change goes in or not, I'm sure there's some other business needs to develop some plans and some documentations to review buy sells and everything else.
One thing we don't want to miss is there also might be a reduction in the capital gains rate. That's something that it could benefit our business owner listeners out there.
Absolutely. Well. So if you're a business owner, I know you're running your business, you're running your home, it's you're working hard just like we all, and you know, but it takes time. You want to take time out to do your planning. This is a very important topic about, you know, really capital gain reduction, estate tax reduction. We need to really look at that. It's important to you and your family, of course. And if you'd like to know more about this, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or visit us on the web at savingtheinvestor.com.